What's the theme? The theme of the Living Word Conference. Is that the theme? You are giving me the scripture. The theme is in Christ alone. The theme is what? Christ alone. The theme is in Christ alone. But this night, I'm going to talk about living with Adamic mindset. Living with what? Adamic mindset. This kind of Adamic mindset, it destroys faith and dethrones the Christian. It ruins his faith and dethrones him from a place of glory where God put him to a place of confusion, a place of defeat. This kind of Adamic mindset that many people operate in, it dethrones the Christian again and robs him of God's blessings neat and makes him so weak. Compromises his faith, perpetually keeps him in condemnation. And if you are in that state of condemnation, faith and condemnation do not work hand in what? Hand in hand. If you're under condemnation, you can't have faith. And if you don't have faith, you can't have victory. And if you don't have victory, you are defeated. And if you are defeated, you are confused. If you are confused, you are unhappy. If you are unhappy, you lose a lot. And you know, there is this popular thing we say, the scripture says, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so what? So he is. And that's absolutely true. We need to understand that as we think every day, so we end up being. So your mindset determines how your life turns out. And it's important for us to know and to understand very well how. How? Everybody say how. It's important that you know how God in Christ alone has lifted you from shame to glory. It's important that you know how God in Christ alone has moved you to sit in heavenly places with him, to be a member of his family, blessed with all heavenly blessings, empowered to reign, not to be dominated, but to dominate, which was his intention. When he created Adam, he gave him dominion. And Adam lost it. God restored it. Lack of proper understanding of this very important accomplishment of our Lord Jesus Christ for us will unfortunately leave us under domination by things that are out to ruin and destroy our lives. We'll be robbed of all the benefits for which Jesus came and died. Some time ago, I was saying here that God is not real to people. The Bible is not even real to a lot of Christians. The presence of the Spirit of God in the life of the Christian is not really too real to him. In the Christian is the very spirit that was in Christ, not another one. The very life that was in Jesus, not another one. So that the Christian will walk the way that Christ what? Walked, but we don't. all that we saw that Jesus did and manifested and we read beautifully, he expects us to also walk the same way, live the same way. But we're far from that. If you look at today's body of Christ, you will understand that we are so different from what the Bible recorded about the early church. And the difference, the reason, we'll study. But let's look at the Corinthian church, for instance, and see what the Spirit of God said about them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 1, verse 4. Can you try 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4? Let me see if that is what I have. Oh, I don't even have this on. It's on now. Yeah. I always thank my God for you. I always what? Thank my God for you. For the, number one, the what? Gracious gifts. I told you that if you are here, I want you to be very attentive and be following me. This is serious. This is huge. I'm not kidding you. This is totally huge. I always thank my God for you and for the gracious what? Gifts. Not one. Gifts he has given you. Note that. The gracious gifts. Gifts given to them out of grace. Now that you belong to Christ Jesus, now that you've come to Christ, continue the next verse. I'm going to go all the way to verse 9. Through him, through Christ Jesus, God has what? Enriched your church in every way with all of your eloquent words and all of your knowledge. Continue. Be going. This confirms that what I told you about Christ is true. Now, you have what again? Every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in your life, go back there. In your life is manifesting. You have every, not one is lacking. Not one is lacking. But he's not talking about pastors. He's talking about the body of Christ, the church. This is not pastor issue. This is not apostle. He's talking about Christians like us. He's saying, now you have every spiritual gift. Every one of them that you need them, and you have them as you eagerly wait now for the return of our Lord Jesus. Question is, which ones do you have that manifest? You even know which ones you need. The next verse. He will keep you what? Strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Verse 9. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everybody say amen. Amen. So the early church was a very dominant body. They had all the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was working maximum in their lives. They were walking in the fullness of Christ. They were people of knowledge. He said they have understanding. They received all the gifts that God gave them, all the gracious gifts. Because if Dara is giving me this, if I don't receive it, it won't work for me. I have to first of all do what? Receive it before you can talk of the thing is working for me. He said, all these gracious gifts you people have them is working for you. The Holy Spirit is working maximum. The power of God will keep you. And God is working. He's faithful. What he says in your life, he's doing it. It's a very effective Christian life they were living. Extremely effective. Acts chapter 4, 27. This is another body of Christ that face challenges. And listen what happened there. For truly, against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed by Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, we are gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats. I'm reading New Living Translation. Sorry. He said, but now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak what? Your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, look at the type of prayer they pray, and look at the answers they get when they pray. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was what? You are not talking. Was what? Come on. Was what? Shaking. When last did we see prayers like that? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke with the word. They spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, the multitude of those who believed were of one heart. See the kind of faith they were living. Of one mind. Of one heart, of one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his what? Was what? His own. Selfishness was gone. Their life was conformed to the life of Jesus. You could just see that simple as ABCD. Because they were being controlled by the same spirit that was in Jesus Christ. But they had all things in common. And with great power. Everybody say great power. With great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. Praise the Lord. Acts 11, verse 19. Now, those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus, Cyrene, who when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists. Hellenists was a group of philosophers. So he spoke to the Hellenists, preaching what? Come on, talk to me. Preaching what? Church. Preaching what? Preaching what? Preaching to the Gentiles about who? The Lord Jesus Christ. And the hand of the Lord. I'm reading New Living Spirit. And the hand of the Lord. I've moved on. Okay. This New Living Translation has different translations. I think this one is the old one. This is the new one. So let me read your one. This new one. The power of the Lord was with them. And a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned. Have you seen how effective this church has been? Have you seen how dominant they have been? Have you seen how they are bringing the influence of Jesus Christ to the world around them? Okay. Continue. When the church at Jerusalem heard what has happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessings, he was filled with joy, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. Verse 24. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went on to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. Both of them stayed there with the church for a full year, teaching large crowds of people. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. During this time, some prophets traveled from Jerusalem to Antioch. You need to see the gifts of the Spirit. They had all the gifts. They have the gifts, all manner of manifestations. They have people in all the offices of the Holy Spirit. They had pastors, they had prophets. Everything was in full manifestation. So, one of them named what? Agabus, our in-law. One of them named Agabus, we have a good in-law. Stood up in one of the meetings and predicted by the Spirit that a great famine was coming upon the entire Roman world. These people got their information not from the TV. They will know what will happen ahead. You didn't even know. And up till now, you are still in bitterness and anger. In spite of what I told you people, you people think I joke when I talk here. Be doing that thing you are doing. You know, the thing that gives me headache is when you run into trouble, they start calling me. I wish they would leave me alone. So that what your mouth brought to you, you go and enjoy it. So, he said a great famine was coming upon the entire Roman world. This was fulfilled during the reign of Claudius and what happened to the church. So the believers in Antioch decided to send relief to the brothers and sisters in Judea, everyone giving as much as they could. Now, you could see that these people were living in the fullness of the power of the Spirit. And they didn't have two heads. They didn't have four legs. They didn't have five hands. They were the same believers like you and me that believed in the same Jesus Christ. So why is it that the church of today is weak and doesn't compare to this? That people are being begged to preach the gospel. It's like you beg people, beg and beg, and preach, to go and preach the gospel. Why is it that the church of today is not the dominant body in the city, not the dominant body in the country? Did you remember that the scripture said that these people turned the whole world what? Upside down. They were living in domination. They were not under domination of anybody. They were dictating the pace of that country. They were really dictating the pace of that country. So why is it that the church of today, Christians of today, are so weak? It's not much faith. Don't even have understanding. I've been teaching of grace for a long time. Many people don't even know what I'm talking about. You wonder. You really wonder. What is the manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Where is the gift of that God says when Christ ascended to heaven, he gave gift to the church. If made to the church. Apostles, prophets, distance. Where are they? We're not supposed to be looking for them. They're supposed to be among us. And you may be one of them. Since January, how many people have you prayed the gospel to? How many? Where is the power? That you got baptized in the Holy Spirit so that you'll be a witness. Where is the power? The reason is that we don't even know the gifts that God has given to the body of Christ, which they received. We don't even know these gifts that God has given to make us God wants us to be. I want you to know that all these gifts that God gave to the body of Christ, that God gave it to the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ will be exactly what God wants them to what? To be. If I want you to look somehow, I sew a particular cloth for you. I will give you that cloth because I want you to look like that. All the gifts that God gave to you as a Christian, God gave it to you so that you will look a particular way and be able to do particular things. All of them. Which ones do we know? Church. The Bible said they were walking in knowledge. Which ones do we know? Which ones do we on purpose embrace and honor? Now, I'm not talking about spiritual gifts from there. I'm talking about every gift that God gave you in Christ. Which ones do we know? Which ones do we accept? And it is these gifts that transforms the Christian into the dominant person that God wants him to be. Without these gifts, you are just as natural as you have been. Again, Paul was praying, he said, God, let them know the power that works. But the Bible talks about these people. He said, we know that the power of God will keep us blameless. They had that tremendous confidence in the power of God. You have to know the power of, you have to have a revelation of the tremendous ability of this power that works in you to be able to give, have this kind of confidence that they were having in him. So, the reason that the church is weak, religious, full of activities, is because that we are, many people in the body of Christ are operating the Adamic mind set. What did I call it? Wake up! Tell you the truth. Many people in the body of Christ are operating what? Adamic what? There is a mindset that is in Christ. It's not operating in many people. So, a lot of Christians think naturally, live naturally, without the spiritual component. And if you don't have the spiritual component dominating in your life, you can't be a dominant person. Because the flesh profited what? It is that spirit that gives life. It is that spirit that gives life. It is that spirit. It is that spiritual component that Jesus brings to your life that makes the difference between you and the ordinary thing you should have been. So, majority of Christians see naturally like Adam and Eve. And you can see that because of that kind of mindset, the faith of many Christians is compromised and doesn't work. There's something that E.W. Kenyon said, writing in the 50s. Let me read what he said, writing in the 50s. He said, man naturally has a very deep sense of spiritual inferiority. Is this English too high? He says, man naturally has a very deep sense of spiritual what? Inferiority. That came with the fall. A highly developed sin consciousness. And it's true. An inferiority complex, a sense of unworthiness that dominates him because of the fallen nature in which he was born. He said, this thing came from Adam. And we are born with that mindset. That a man was born naturally with a deep sense of spiritual inferiority and sin consciousness because of the nature of sin in which he was born. And this mindset is found in carnal people, in the natural man. It's the same mindset that the fallen man operates in. And let me illustrate it. Genesis 3:6. So you see the Adamic mindset right here. I see that this is the same mindset that kills the faith of a Christian and he doesn't operate where God wants him to operate. Genesis 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the what? Eyes. Now you see now, he's now walking by his natural senses, right? Right? I want to make a statement here. And please listen to me. The moment you open your natural eye, your spiritual eye shuts down. You can't see with both of them. The moment you open your natural eye in spiritual things, your spiritual eye automatically what? Closes. You can't walk with both of them. So, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were now what? Which means before their natural eye was closed. So they were walking with spiritual eyes. So the moment they switched over to the natural eye, their spiritual eye what? Closed up. So what did they see now? And they knew that they were now naked. See, the natural man is sin conscious. He knows he's naked. Once you start looking with the natural, that's what I was saying on Sunday, you see shame. And they said, they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife, now under the burden of condemnation, fear, their faith had compromised. These people were having fellowship with God. They were not running before. They have boldness that God will come and they hang out with them. But now, the Adamic mindset has started. They are now feeling inferior. They are now feeling unworthy. They are now feeling running away from God. Are you following my point? And they heard the voice of the Lord God. The Christian hears the voice of God. He said, ask, and they shall be what? He can't pray. If he prays, it's because of that Adamic mindset. It's always there. So, he says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of who? Of God, among the trees of the garden. That's the mindset. A mindset that is under the heavy load of condemnation will always run from God. Cannot exercise faith. Cannot even receive. The Bible says it can't receive the things of God because it's running away from God all the time. Running away from God all the time. And then the devil comes and tells him, you know you are humble. And he thinks he's what? Humility. He buys into that. And you know the prodigal son had the same thing. Right? This is a boy who was a son. Then he took his father's stuff and went and spent it. And when he spent it, he repented. Am I right? But he repented. In spite of the fact he repented, he told the father, I'm not worthy to be your son. I'm not fit to be what? The same thing happened to Adam. And he said to the father, let me be a, they are not talking. Let me be a what? Which means all the blessings of God and everything, I'm not worthy to enjoy them. I'm happy living outside without them. And listen to me. You see that statement he was making? He thought it was penalty that he was paying the father for what he has done. That's what Christians do. And this kind of mindset destroys the Christian faith and incapacitates the Christian and keeps him outside of the palace. Do you know that truly, truly, man was born with a deep sense of condemnation? Do you know the whole world oppressed this mindset? Do you know that this mindset is what is the reason for so many religions? Man is afraid of God. So, the native doctor makes a wooden something through which he speaks to God. He's afraid. He won't go. So for him to go, he will kill animals. He's afraid. This sin consciousness is an Adamic nature that came with the fall of man. And so the Jews too, because they too were not born again, they had it. So when they heard that Jesus said that I am the son of who, they killed him. They said, how can you be a son of what? God. God is too high for you to be a son of God. John 5:18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was what? His father, making himself. So they said it's blasphemy. They were afraid of God. They had this deep sense of condemnation and deep sense of fear that Adam had. So for a man to say that God is my father, they killed the man. And then here comes Stephen. And Stephen says, I see heaven what? They killed him. They say, how can a man see heaven? How can? You can't see heaven. How dare you say that? That you saw what? Heaven. That's deep sense of condemnation that holds man in bondage will not let them believe that man and God can have relationship. I don't know if you are following me. So every religion is expressing this fallen nature of mindset of a man. And that's why, for instance, some people, they believe that they have to kill you to appease God. And you can tell me the religion that is not based on trying to get to God through one way or another. And then, because these people are afraid of God, they have this law of blasphemy that says if you go and tell them that you are a son of God, they'll kill you. Because a man cannot be what? Son of God. So this sense of in-depth condemnation that we had from Adam, that we came into this world with, that we've been living with. Okay, if you go to your meeting, if you go to your native meeting or whatever, tap one man and say, you pray. Pray for us. You know what he will do? He will laugh. Because he has that sense of what? Condemnation. He will laugh. He say, me? Ah. Let us call Reverend Father. Or a pastor. Is that not the mindset of the church today? Call a pastor. Call a prophet. Call. Why won't you pray yourself? That Adamic condemnation holds you in bondage. And you can't. Because you feel you are not worthy to be called a son of God. Praise the Lord. And when our faith is compromised with this mindset that we have, I'm going to show you that it's all, even the religious thing that the Pharisees were doing was because of all of this. See, when our faith is compromised, we walk in perpetual unbelief. Hebrews 3:12. It begins to affect our fellowship with God. Say, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief in going close to God. What did he say? In what? In what? Come on, in what? It separates you from God. You run. Unbelief will make you run from God like Adam and Eve ran. That's what he's saying. He said, this unbelief will make you run. You are going to run. It will make you like the prodigal son stand at the gate of God and said, I'm not worthy to be called your son. I'm a servant. I'm not coming. And he rules our prayer. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Let him ask in what? In faith. But he's standing and thinking, I'm not what? Worthy. How can he ask in faith? How can he ask in faith? It's not going to happen. Because condemnation and faith don't go. It's not going to happen. I'm not saying you won't pray. But behind that prayer is a mindset that's holding you in bondage. You don't even understand. So when we pray, sometimes it's a prayer of desperation. We are so desperate now. So we start adding things that we think will make us acceptable now or worthy. All that fight is about that thing that's holding. It's tying a man down, I'm telling you. All that 40 days dry, 20 days dry, 50 days dry. He's dealing with that thing. So that you make yourself now. What? Praise the Lord. I want you to look up here. I want to tell you something. Everything that is from you is a contaminant. I don't care what it is. Everything you are bringing to join with what God is doing is a serious spiritual what? Contaminant. Your own righteousness is filthy rag. It's contaminant. Everything a man is doing to bring, to join to what God is doing, is a serious spiritual what? Contaminant. It will quench the hand of God immediately. The only thing that is pure is what God is doing. Can I hear amen? Amen. The only thing that is pure, faultless, is what God is doing. But if man begins to do that, the scripture says, if this is of man, it shall not stand. But if it's of God, then it will stand. All these things we do, trying to help Jesus, is serious contaminant. Do you know that Paul, in preaching the gospel, he said, I don't want to act, to even use oratory of word, so that I don't make the cross of no effect. Because if I begin to add what men do to that, it will quench the power of God. But that mindset won't let us, because we want to do something. Do something. Remember what we read before? That church, the Holy Spirit said, they received all the gifts of God. Remember them? They received what? And then they trusted the power to keep them faultless. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know the worst thing about it? This kind of mindset does not let the Christian's character change. It's a disaster. Look at Romans 10:3. Because they will not receive the gift that God is giving. The character of the Christian is not changing. Romans 10:3. For they being ignorant of God's what? Are you here? Are you going home? Are you here or have you gone home? If you are here, say amen. Amen. For they being ignorant of what? God's righteousness. Now, how many Christians really are conscious of God's righteousness? Let me read. Aren't we in the same class? See what I'm saying? So they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own what? Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So the gift of righteousness that God gave, they just did what? Rejected the same one. And many Christians are doing the same.
They say, what are you talking about, Pastor? What are you preaching here? The Bible says, be you holy. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that God gave you righteousness. If you don't receive it, still will rule you. As simple as that. And so they rejected this righteousness because they say, what is all this? So they were going about to establish their own what? Now let's see what they did. Romans 9:30. What does all this mean? Even though the Gentiles were not trying to follow God's what? After, let me read. Oh, this is King James Version. New Living Translation. All the King James people are not here today, so let's read. We are not hurting them. Let's read that one. The day they come, we'll read for them. What does all this mean? Even though the Gentiles were not trying to follow God's what? Standards. They were made right with God. And it was by faith that this took place. Now, the next verse. Verse 31. But the people of Israel that rejected their righteousness, church, rejected the gift that God gave us in Christ. They rejected this. This one of them. The people of Israel who tried so hard. They tried what? So hard to get right with God by keeping the law. Never succeeded. Is this not where many Christians live? Church? Read it for yourself. Verse 32. Why did they fail? 32. Why not? Because they were trying to get right with God by keeping what? The law. Instead of trusting in Him, they stumbled over the great rock in their path. Who is that great rock? They fell over Jesus and scattered themselves. I'm telling you, this is why 80% of Christians live like this. So why? I want to ask you. Why should their faith work? Tell me why it should work. Because if you don't settle the issue of righteousness, your faith will never work. You are going to be under condemnation most of the time. Romans 6:14. Let's read Romans 6:14 together. Let's go, everybody. King James Version. King James Version, if you have it. King James Version. For sin shall not have what? Dominion over. For you are not under the law, but what? Was sin dominating Israel? Come on, talk to me. Why? They were following the law. And they refused the grace of God. They refused the gift of grace that God gave. So they were trying to become good by following the law. And the Bible said they fell. They didn't succeed. They stumbled over the way, the only way that will solve the problem. They stumbled over Him. Instead of following it by faith in trust. Remember that church we read? He said, we knew the power of God. We present us what? Perfect. They were walking in faith in that power. Their faith was up and going. And we could see they were the dominant body in that place. Because that power they trusted has no limit. Does the church look like that today? Look at Romans 5:17. For the sin of this one man, what? Romans, what? New Living Translation. For the sin of this one man who caused death to rule over men. But even greater is God's and His what? You see the word gift showing up everywhere? What God gave to man? To make him dominant, to put him in a place of glory. the gifts that this church received, all of it. He says, for the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over how many people? All. Now, but even greater is God's wonderful grace. Are you following me? God's wonderful what? Grace and his gift of righteousness for all. Not some. Who receive it, we live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. So those who don't receive it will not live in triumph. Will not. Israel rejected it. And they tried. And the Bible said they fell. They stumbled over what God gave them that will make them live in triumph. They stumbled. If you are following me, say amen. I mean, if you are following me, shout hallelujah. I want you to please keep coming. Because this thing will take us to where your eyes will pop up. Does it make sense that you are not trying and succeeding? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's why the Bible says that the ways of God are not what? And with this mindset that I'm talking about, that the prodigal son had, which many Christians still have, and call it humility, and the faith is not going to work, there's not going to be victory. I'm telling you the truth of this matter, because this problem will be solved this weekend. I'm telling you, this problem will be what? You will never live under this type of domination again. You are going to find the thing power breaking your life. And you swore all that struggle with this and all that struggle with that, you will see the power. You will see that power you trust. Do the things that are not possible with men. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you pray, you see the answer. Because that condemnation has been what? Shattered. Somebody shout hallelujah. For whoever is born of God, First John 5:4. Whoever is born of God overcometh what? I didn't say First Samuel. I said First John 5:4. Are you following what I'm teaching? First John 5:4. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our what? So when your faith is being challenged by that condemnation that is seated in you, you will not see victory. You'll be struggling and struggling. You'll be struggling, and a lot of Christians are struggling and struggling and don't understand why anymore. Don't understand why anymore. And life is not really changing. Have you been in a meeting of Christians and see ego pop up? These are people who are supposed to have died in Christ, but they are very much alive. I'm not kidding you. See ego pump up. I mean, these are Christians who said we are dead. They are not dead, nothing. Ego pumps up. Their world is like people who are, I don't know how to describe it. The same thing the Bible says about the fallen man. He said the apse of poison is under his what? Lips. He said what he says kills. I mean, these are Christians. And I'm telling you, Christians 10 years, 15, 20. Character is not changing. Nothing is changing. And pray. Prayer doesn't work. And we know it. Binding and losing, nothing is working. And we know it. commanding Jesus to go. Nothing is going. It is that thing. It is that Adamic mindset that is sitting there with condemnation and everything. So even though I repented, he still looks, sees himself with natural eye as a sinner. And if he commits sin, he pays penalty. And I want to ask us a question. If you expect penalty for your sin, how can you have faith? It's not possible. And Jesus paid the penalty, but won't believe it. Praise the Lord. Am I too hard? Is it the truth? And do you know that Christians live under a curse? Christians live under a curse. Not under the blessing. And it's by choice. God didn't put them there. Look at it in the Bible. I didn't write it. I didn't write this one though. I didn't write this one though. Galatians 3:10. Let's read New Living Translation. I didn't write it. Please, it's the Bible. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are what? You are not talking. Are what? Christians live under God's curse because they depend on the law. And because they depend on the law, they have perpetual sins in their life that is not going anywhere. Because they don't have victory over it. Sin is having dominion. Perpetual sins. Emotional issues. I'm telling you, all you need to do is trigger the thing. Once the thing triggers up, oh my God. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scripture says, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commandments that are written in God's book of law. So, Israel rejected the righteousness that God gave them. And they wanted to do it by obeying the law. The Bible said they failed and they stumbled over the gift God gave them. And the Bible is saying to the church, if you want to live that route, you are under them, of course, because you have to obey everything. If a Christian is living under a curse, how will he see the blessing of God? Or is the Bible not true? The Adamic mindset. Everybody say that. Come on, say it louder. Say it one more time. It must go today. Can somebody say amen? I prayed for somebody. This was yesterday or Tuesday ago. He was sick. Came and said, Pastor, I have this sickness. And I prayed. After I prayed for her, you know what I said? I said, oh, sorry. Oh. I mean, just finished praying. And, oh, sorry. And the Lord said to me, what a useless prayer. You just finished praying in Jesus' name. And you're saying, oh, sorry. Sorry. He said, you just wasted. That's Adamic mindset that won't let you believe that simple things you tell me will work. He won't let you believe it. Because you think you are not worthy. You need to do something more. You don't have to do anything more. You don't have to. I told you, ask and you shall receive. Just do that. I mean, how can you? I mean, I prayed, quoted the scripture, lay hands. And after I did, I said, oh, nah, sorry. And the Lord said, oh, really? That prayer you prayed. You were not expecting an answer. You will see nothing. How many times have we prayed and left there to make our own arrangements? Why are you making your own arrangements? I thought you were asking for something. It's that deep-seated spiritual inferiority that man fell with. Unless the heart is renewed, unless that man is renewed, the carnal mind will never receive anything from God. Can we agree that it has to be dealt with? Is this serious or what? It's robbing us. I mean, look at me praying for somebody. If I pray, quoting scripture. After quoting, I say, oh, no, sorry. No. It's okay. And when the Lord spoke to me, I told her, I said, you know what I did? I said, what I did is total unbelief. I said, how can I pray with you? And then I would have said, thank you, Jesus. You okay? And I'm saying, no, sorry. Oh, it's okay. You know what? That thing sits there and the devil uses it to attack us. You know why the devil is the accuser of the brethren? He wants to bring you that Adamic nature of condemnation. So that once you yield to it, your faith is dead. It won't work. So that's why he's so busy accusing us day and night. If you do anything wrong, he's there accusing you. Because he wants you to start thinking like the prodigal son. I'm not worthy. I'm no more worthy. I'm not a servant. Let me manage here. Lord, it's okay. Let me carry this load. Small. Take one quarter. Let me carry five for you. If it's not important, why is he accusing us of everything? Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. And the only answer. The only answer is found in Christ Jesus. It's only Jesus that can take away that condemnation. You can't take it away by religious means. You can't fast it away. You can't do anything about it. Romans 8:1. Romans what? New Living Translation, I think that. New King James Version. New King James Version, Romans 8, 1. So now, brethren, there is therefore now, know what? That's where God took it away. That thing that Adam, that we came with Adam, is only in Christ it can be taken away. So now, there is therefore no what? Condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You say, yeah, Pastor, hooray, hooray. Hold on. Before you shout hooray, let's get it clear. Who do not walk according to what? Flesh, but according to what? Now, this is not talking about you following the law. Because it just got through telling us that those who follow the law didn't make it. So it's not recommending it here. What is recommending here is your mindset. What you decide to believe. If you follow the flesh and start seeing naturally, it won't work. But if you start seeing spiritually, if you have the mind of the spirit, condemnation is out the window. So if he accuses you, you tell him, shut, get lost. I have righteousness as a gift. You can't take it from me. Condemnation will come if you walk by flesh, the flesh, mind of the flesh, it will still come. That was why after I prayed for somebody, I said, Sister Al, what did it think happen? I was switching over to the mindset of the carnal, seeing her naturally, and my spiritual eye closed. Condemnation came. And the Lord helped me, says that prayer. Call that prayer. And my eye opened again. And I shut down this one. Started seeing the word of God and what God has said. And I told her, I said, this is what God. But then, I'm not, you know, when you do some things, you are even affect the faith of another person. Verse 5 of that Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh, stay their minds. And what? Things of the flesh. Naturally, they think naturally. But those who live according to the spirit, the things of what? Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. If you set your mind on the words he's speaking to you, if you set your mind on it, if you set your mind and begin to receive the gifts that God gave you in Christ to make you a dominant person, if you set your mind and stop behaving like Adam and walking by your side, Adam began to look and to see shame, and he ran from God. If you set your mind and close your natural eye and begin to walk by the illumination of the word of God, condemnation will be out the window. Because that's why faith cometh by what? Hearing, not condemnation. It's faith that will come. And once faith comes, boy, your prayer will be powerful. Once faith comes, you can assess the power of God anytime. Once faith comes, you can assess the grace of God. You can be a dominant person. You can speak to mountains. You can speak to valleys. You can speak words of power, because there is faith in you, and you become a dominant person. Nothing will dominate you again. Not even sin. Somebody shout hallelujah. Listen, I was in the car going to somewhere. I needed to use the restroom. There was no restroom anywhere. I spoke to myself. I said, this desire and urge, I command it to stop until I get to the restroom. I say, in Jesus' name, you must stop. And they stopped. I relaxed. I didn't even remember it until I got to the restroom. Stopped my car. I was packing my things. I took my time. Pack my things. That's how to be a dominant Christian. You dominate. You reign in Christ. Those that have received the gifts of righteousness, the gift of God, they reign. Where? On life. Not tomorrow. Right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. They reign. Not tomorrow. When? Right now. So if you have this mindset that is carnal, that thinks naturally, like the prodigal son, and saying, I'm unworthy, brethren, condemnation will be there. And you can't move in power at all. If you want to live like the natural man, the Jews said, how can you be a son of God? But today, if you hear his voice, do what? Harden not your heart. I'm going to go forward and show you tomorrow in a little bit more details how these gifts change your life. I'm going to show you by the grace of God these gifts, how they what? Change your life. So that you can embrace them, honor them, and keep them. Can I hear amen? And stop struggling.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.